Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Now, if you've been listening to the show, well, a little bit earlier and even last Thursday, we've been talking about sailing and cruising holidays in Ireland. And why don't we promote them more? So I wanted to experience it for myself. I travelled with friends to Carrick and Shannon in County Leitrim, where we hired a boat from Carrickcraft. And here's how we got on.
So you're very welcome. So you've hired a Kilkenny boat. We have four people in the party. You're out for 3 days. You're starting with me in Carrick and Shannon. You're finishing in Carrick and Shannon. And I can see here you've done your main tutorial.
Hi, so my name is Liam O'Neill. I'm the operations manager of Carrickcraft. We have three bases here in Ireland. One in Banagher in Offaly, the one you're in here today in Carrick and Shannon in Leitrim, and we have another base near Enniskillen in Banalech in County Fermanagh.
Do we call it a boating holiday? Is it a sail? It's not really a sailing holiday, is it?
It's a cruising holiday, as we call it, because we like to kind of have the tempo of, if you think of people cruising along, it's nice, slow-paced and enjoyable. So we have many different types of clients, from families with pets to foreign visitors who do fishing, and then just everyday families who want to just spend a bit of time with people in a different scenario or a different setting and explore the waterways.
Is the domestic market big in this business?
It's becoming bigger, but it's predominantly a European industry, where we'd have lots of foreign tourists coming from Germany, Switzerland, France, who are used to the boats and canals and waterways of Europe, and would come here to explore over the summer.
Yeah. What about the domestic market? How big of a business is this domestically?
It's a large business, but a shrinking one in terms of domestic suppliers.
So what do I need to do now before I set out on the high seas?
Well, there won't be high seas, it'll be all relaxed. Yeah, it'll be nice and relaxed. And so we're going to go through with you a demonstration and a bit of tuition with our instructor here at the base in Carrick. And they'll build your confidence, have you doing manoeuvres in and under the bridges and mooring alongside and things like that. So you'll have plenty of confidence when you set off on your journey.
Okay. I completed the tutorial online before I came here. I have my certificate to prove that I've completed the tutorial. Is that all I need to take one of these out?
Yes, it is. And a payment of insurance. No, that is, no prior experience is required.
Not even a driver's license?
No. They have to be over the age of 18 to be the captain of a boat and in charge of the boat and take kind of responsibility for the boat. But yeah, no licenses are needed in Ireland. In other European countries, that is the case, where you need to do a skipper certificate prior to you're going out on your rental, but that's not required here in Ireland, which is why we're quite popular with a lot of the European destinations, so that they, like people from Germany would come over here, they would have to have a certificate to do the same thing in Germany.
Right, well, we might as well take the luggage and the bags and the food and head off down to the boat, and you can tell me what we're going to be sailing.
Brilliant.
First of all, now, this is huge. This is so much bigger than I had anticipated. What is this?
So it's a Kilkenny class. It's a sleeps, has two rooms. It sleeps four plus two. We convert into the saloon, but it's a reasonably sized boat, but it's not massive. And you'll have no problem whatsoever.
Right, take us inside and show us. The only thing that gives me reassurance is that you've that many fenders around it. It's like a bumping car.
That's how you notice a higher boat, all the fenders.
I mean, it's just laced with fenders. So we've got a little lounge. We've got our steering wheel that I can drive the boat inside.
Then we've got a little kitchenette.
So have a toilet and shower, and they're electric in their use, so that they pump out the water for you into a waste tank.
And then the first, right in front of us here as well, we have...
Yeah, you have your main bedroom in the front. It can be two singles or one double.
So when it's obviously it's a two berth, but
the sitting room couch can turn into
a bedroom, a bed as well for the evening. So that's why we say it's a 4 plus 2.
So this sleeps six.
So this sleeps six, yes. With the waste, so we recommend that we pump out every 3 days that you're out. So
we won't have to do that.
Probably won't have to do that. Yeah.
Great.
So that's a bonus of the short week.
Hello, my name is Porrick. I'm an instructor here, and I'm going to give you an instruction of the boat.
This stops the propeller from spinning. It's like a clutch. It just revs up the boat. Like starting your car, you get a little bit of throttle. This does the same for the boat. Then you turn the key around to heat down to start. Give a little bit more juice. Before you leave, check that all the gauges are good and there's no lights here. You'll have the navigation charts open at all times here in front of you. So you're looking at them. A little bit more power, pull it straight. Now, the map is turned upside down because we're going south.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you're going into the map. Lift me, Jody, and friends.
We're just after
coming out of
here.
Gone through that bridge.
So there's the public marina on our left-hand side. So all boats will pass on the left-hand side.
Okay.
You're going north or south. See here in our charts, the markers, and you stay in the white lines.
Yeah.
The blue areas are no-go areas. Now, just stop the boat, reverses your brake. But remember, we're going to take 3 to 5 times the length of your boat before you stop.
Okay.
So we're going to do it now.
Yeah.
Neutral for a second and then back down to reverse. Strong reverse. We're still moving.
Yeah.
Now we're stopped.
So and back up into neutral.
Neutral and forward. You have two bridges. You have Hartley Bridge. All the bridges, the arches that you need to go under is marked. So you take the marked arch. So up here, into Leighton Village, you have only one bridge. So when you're going up, the guy coming down the river is right away first, so you stop and let him through. Just before the bridge, on your right-hand side, there's parking here. And under the bridge, there's parking in both places. It's most important is take your time. Now, just be aware of which side the door is on when you get out in the morning, because you don't walk into the river.
Okay, yeah.
Just, yeah.
Okay, so right, we're gonna leave Battle Bridge. So we're just basically turning the map upside down and coming back the way we came.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when we come out here,
we're gonna go right.
We're turning right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's in the centre.
Yeah.
And then the red boys are on the right this time, and the green are on the left.
Yeah.
So we need one on the
just
bow.
Just tell me what to do.
And one here.
Yeah. So basically, all you have to do is loosen the rope. Yeah. Okay. Cast off.
Yeah. We could even have them loose.
Ish
already, because he put a lot of knots in them. Like, that's gonna take a while to get.
Yeah, okay, fair
we
enough.
We can actually have them loose and I'll but still tied.
Yeah.
So all you have to do is unravel them.
Yeah, let's do that now, and then when you sat on, I'll put the boat into forward.
Right.
Okay. So we're just coming back into Carrick and Shannon. Need to lay off the throttle a little better than we give an out about my marine etiquette. Safely back in Carrick and Shannon. The boat is docked, tied up. Thank Christ we've brought it back in one piece and everybody has all of their limbs intact. A successful weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.